years, and they've had band members come and go, but I really enjoy what they have going on now. You have members Ryan and Molly Gildemall, and their brother and sister, and you have Allie and Jasmine and Mike Young. Oh, so great. And they've had three other members come and go. But it takes time to finesse, and it's quite a magical thing. I got to see them live in Winnipeg one time, and they just blew my mind. They were so good. And I think that's the beauty of live music, and I think that's why we do this and go out, especially in Thunder Bay, like maybe on a Wednesday night. Maybe it's cold, maybe it's a winter night, and you don't have the energy to make your way out the door, but you do anyway because it's a band that you love. So it's a magical time, and you feel a part of the community, and it makes you feel real good. So that's why I like listening to live music, and I hope you enjoy listening to the radio as well. Here at LU Radio. That's it for my show today, and have a great day.
Such a windy day, and I wish that you weren't flying away.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
Chinese merchants of the old time. were down on the bus mall.
You are listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. My name is Jim. Welcome home, everyone. Glad to have you back for the BBQ sessions of Welcome Home. It's the shortened one-hour version of the show, just until we get back to the station. This is all pre-records from home, all pulled from exclusively from my vinyl collection. It makes them for some interesting choices, but I like it. It's a lot of fun. That was the Decemberists from their album Pick a Rescue. The song was On the Bus Mall. It's a really interesting vinyl, actually. The sleeve for it, it's like a playbill or a program for a Broadway show or a play. There's a booklet inside with the lyrics to all the songs, plus some pictures of the band members dressed up in different costumes, kind of giving a background for some of the songs. It's pretty interesting. It's not something that you see a whole lot in vinyls. Sometimes you get an extended book, but it's not very often. I really appreciate when they put the extra effort in to give you a little bit something special to go along with your purchase. I got a really great show lined up for you today. I have some interesting stuff because I've been pulling everything exclusively from vinyl. I got a really interesting album. It's called the Beck's Song Reader. It's the song reader, the songs from Beck, 20 songs from Beck, I think that's the name of the actual album. I got it in front of me here. What is it called? Yes, 20 songs by Beck, Song Reader, 20 songs by Beck. It's a really interesting idea. They had a bunch of songs from the 1990s that he had released, but they'd put them to sheet music, and they found it didn't really fit, or it wasn't a good representation of the actual songs themselves. So they wanted to kind of backwards engineer the songs by having different artists play them and record it that way. So and then they would kind of record their method of going about it too, which is, I found it fascinating, the idea behind it. But it's a really interesting album. The song I picked actually opens up the album, but it's a great pick. It's by an artist by the name Moses Sumney. He's not someone I've really had my eye on until basically right when I pulled this album out again, because I had picked and chosen the songs that I wanted to listen to based on artists that I knew already. When I first listened to this album, I've never actually sat down and listened to it in its entirety. So it's a different experience when you do it that way. And you're always trying to, your ear's always trying to find, okay, where's the Beck in here? Where do I hear it? Because, you know, it's not necessarily all his arrangements that this is done in either. If the artists are taking some liberties with it, I'm going to do a little bit more research on the actual process of it, because I'm going to be playing a few more songs in the next coming weeks, I'm sure, or in the near future anyways, and I want to know a little bit more about how they went about it, so I can share that with you. It's an interesting idea, and definitely an interesting project. There are a ton of artists on this album too. Let me give you an idea what I'm talking about. Beck does, of course, performs once or twice, I think, on it. But you have Jarvis Cocker. He's been around for years and years in the British scene. You have My Morning Jacket was on here, I believe. at least Jim James was. Lord Huron does a cut on here. Jack White does a song. Jason Isbell. There's a whole Laura Marling. It runs the gamut of artists, the type of music that you would think associated with it, which I guess Beck kind of, that's his style too, runs the gamut from one end of the spectrum, from album to album. It's always a different genre, I guess. So it's not really, I guess it really shouldn't be surprising that you get all these different artists that wanted to participate. But I'll definitely get some more information on that for you guys, because I find it fascinating myself. So I'm hoping you guys enjoyed my little rant into what we got coming up next. But I want to get into the song, because it's awesome. So this is Moses Sumney. The song is called, title of this song, it's from Songreader, 20 Songs by Beck. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
Title of the song, from a life that's beyond to something that you could hold on to. But is it wrong to sing along when all of the words, they just get on your nerves, but the verses ringing out like a curse? I'm tired of this old It's the chorus you sang when you had no one to blame but yourself for singing it all in vain. You've taken the title of the song from a book that goes on and on until you can't find the ending. Was it a funeral or a wedding or a seance for the bride whose affection had died? Though some said I was suicide, my heart did not make any sense. Was all that she said when her love was found, the story was all in her old refrain. Is the chorus you sang when you had no one to blame but yourself for singing it all in vain? We were
life. What was all that racket before? Careful what you sort of kind of ask for. You said it, I'm losing touch. The opposite of every kid out on the run. I can't stand it. I don't wanna become kind of guy to catch a cold in the summer. In the summer, in the summer. I ain't gonna catch a cold in the summer. If it's not one thing, it's another. I ain't gonna catch a cold in the summertime. Sweet called the saccharin. Top up the margarine. Universal Lady D. Helicopter parenting. I don't know what the gig is. I don't know if it's cool. But I still get lost in it. And I got more to lose. You said it. I'm losing touch. The opposite of every kid out on the run. I can't stand it. I don't wanna become kind of guy to catch a cold in the summer. In the summer. In the summer. I ain't gonna catch a cold in the summer. If it's not one thing, it's another.
More than I ever felt before.
Welcome Back to Welcome Home. That was Winter Sleep with More Than from their album The Great Detachment. I really like that title. Great Detachment, Great Depression. Kind of fitting for the times I think we're going through. Yeah, started off that whole set with Moses Sumney. The song was called Title of This Song. It's from Songreader 20 Songs by Beck. Really, really enjoy that that compilation. After that, Dan Mangan, Cold in the Summer, from his album More or Less. I can't say enough good things about that album. You've heard me over and over again. So if you haven't heard it and you listen to the show, why haven't you? I don't understand. Just go get it. It's good. And of course, as I said, Winter Sleep to end that three-song set with More Than. Coming up next, we got one song left to take us into the end of this half hour. It's an oldie but a goodie. I've wanted to play something from this album for a while, and I thought today's the day. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you've been dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying. Watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh, yes, I know. He's been working so hard. Mom's been working too, baby. Every night and day. So young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. Watch my daddy in bed and die, watch his hand been turning gray, yeah. He's been working and slaving his life away, I know he's been working so hard.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
Welcome back to the second half hour of the Welcome Home BBQ Sessions. You're listening on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. If you haven't checked out the luradio.ca website, it is a great resource for new music. They podcast all the shows week to week, so you have access to up to 2 years of recorded content. I have a ton of music in the back catalog. If you are so inclined, it's easy access. Just check out the luradio.ca webpage and check out the podcasting section. Also, check out the Welcome Home Facebook page, song lists, videos. It's a good resource for the show. I'm trying to keep it updated and trying to give you as much new music and interesting videos as I can come across. Hasn't been updated too much in the past little while, but I will definitely get it updated in the very, very near future. Before the break, we heard from The Animals from their album, The Best of the Animals. I've wanted to play something from that album for a while, but I just haven't found quite the right spot for it. It's actually one of the first vinyls that I bought that I can remember being something other than your standard black vinyl. Picked it up and it was clear, so it's not really another color, but it was definitely cool the first time you pull out the vinyl and it's something other than what you were expecting. I have quite the mixture of different vinyl colors in the collection now, multicolored, speckled, all these different variations that they've gotten into now. Some they got a really neat tricolor black, Bob Marley that I think I'm going to end up playing a cut from next week. I haven't played any Bob Marley on the show, and I think that's gonna change next week. I'll find a good song from that album, and we'll play that. Let's switch, however, into what we have coming up next. We're going to play a little My Morning Jacket on the show today. They just released a brand new album called The Waterfall 2. I've listened to it probably once all the way through. There's definitely some tracks that are going to make their way onto the show when I get back live in the station. But I dug back through my vinyl for the original The Waterfall album, and we're going to play a song from that today. Thought it was a great opportunity. There's some good, definitely some really good tracks on there. Haven't played a whole lot from this album on the show before. I think one other song, but we're going to get into a song called Tropics, Erase Traces. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
Thank you. strange as it seems.
Walking around
Welcome back to Welcome Home. You are listening at CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. That was Broken Bells with the song The High Road from their self-titled debut. I haven't played a whole lot off the debut. I really, really enjoyed that. That was such a surprise combination when it first came out. Danger Mouse and James Mercer from The Shins. It really works. I don't know, something about James Mercer's old-timey songwriting style, I guess, maybe mixed with that retro throwback funk groove that Danger Mouse likes to put on his albums. I really like the combination, though. I keep coming back to it over and over again. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Started off that three-song set with My Morning Jacket from the album The Waterfall. The song was Tropics, bracketed Erase Traces. After that, from the album Reflector, it was Arcade Fire. The song We Exist, talking about cool album covers, that one definitely ranks way up there. If you have not seen the vinyl sleeve for the Reflector album, it takes its name quite literally. It's quite the wild album, and it's not just reflective. There's a prism effect to the whatever coating or chroming that they put on the cover, on the inside sleeves even. They have a section where the faces are missing, but they have this chromed reflective surface on it. It makes for a very interesting mess with your mind sort of album cover, but I love it. It's definitely one of the ones that you can kind of just you can even take it and move it back and forth, and you get the shimmering effect to it. It's pretty wild. It's a definite one to look out for if you are collecting unique album artwork and vinyls. But we got two songs left to play on this week's edition of Welcome Home BBQ Sessions. And I've played a little bit of Kid Koala on the show before, but it's been a little while, and I love this album on vinyl. It's got a little bit of a special warmth to it when you play it through the vinyl system for some reason for me. I keep going back to it. It's one of the ones I get requests for when my buddies come over as well. We're going to finish it off with Madlib. Definitely not an artist that I've played on the show, but you will see why I decided to play it this week. Love it. Little Madlib to end off this week's show. You've been listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
What's throwing me on the road? You look at me, man. You don't know. No. I had to calm down. I went through it.
Thank you. pockets for all your personal.
What?